The Shriver Hall Concert Series has just made the very exciting announcement of their next season, which looks as wonderful as ever. But we still have some really marvellous concerts to go for this season, three still to go. And this Sunday at 5:30 in Shriver Hall, it will be the Scherun Ensemble Berlin. And my studio guest is the series executive director, Stephen Jacobson. And since this is their debut on the series, I think let's start with introductions of them, please.
Sure, and it's a pleasure to be with you today, Judith. This is a group of eight members comprised of Berlin Philharmonic musicians. Eight of their principal players formed this ensemble about 30 years ago, and it's a really interesting combination because it's essentially a string quartet plus contrabass and then bassoon, clarinet, and French horn. So it's an unusual combination, and they play some really lovely repertoire.
Well, two absolutely stunning Germanic composers on the program just to offset all of that. And what seems to be interesting about them is how they mix and match, because on this program, there's a quintet and also a septet. So really kind of stretching and pulling the ensemble in different ways for the music.
Absolutely. And the Brahms quintet for clarinet and strings that they'll play is really a string quartet with the added voice of clarinet. And it's a wonderful work written later in Brahms' life. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. But you see the ensemble acting really as string quartet plus clarinet. And the clarinet is the featured instrument, if you will. Whereas the Beethoven septet really features every voice individually. And it's a totally different experience.
What is so intriguing about the Beethoven is that, you know, leave it to Beethoven to be irritated by the fact that this work was so highly successful. And, you know, far be it from me to criticize his opinion, but he didn't really think that this was such a top-notch work. And frankly, I couldn't disagree more with him.
I'm in total agreement with you. This is a very early work. It's his Opus 20. And you're absolutely right. He, later in life, said things to the effect of, back then I didn't know how to compose, but this is absolutely a delightful work. It's filled with these rich, beautiful melodies, and just incredibly inventive writing for all of the instruments. Long passages of beautiful clarinet work, French horn lines, the cello writing is especially glorious. And it's also an expansive work. It's much longer than a string quartet or a typical symphony.
And just looking at the Brahms again in some detail, as wonderful as the typical quartet is, it's always amazing how just that one extra instrument making it into a quintet broadens out the work in such an extraordinary way. And that is so true of this clarinet quintet of Brahms, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And this was written later in Brahms's life, as I mentioned earlier. And he was sort of dabbling with the idea of retiring from composing altogether. And then he spent some time listening to an orchestra and especially hearing their principal clarinetist playing. And he became suddenly inspired, and very much unlike Brahms's other work, he wrote very quickly the Brahms piano trio for piano, clarinet, and cello, and then this quintet.
Wonderful works on this program with the Scherun Ensemble Berlin making their series debut this Sunday, 5:30 p.m. in Shriver Hall on the Homewood campus. Works by Brahms and Beethoven. And this is part of the Shriver Hall concert series. I've been speaking to their executive director, Stephen Jacobson. Thanks as always for presenting such a wonderful concert.
Thanks for having me, Judith.